Yes, and welcome back to the official Get a Kick AFL podcast. I'm Ash Williams, and as always, I'm joined by one of the journalists I know. It's David Zeta.
Yeah, good on, mate. It's good to be here in for you to be back in the city of Melbourne. Cremorne
He hasn't even taken a breath.
Cremorne is not a real place.
Can I just say something?
Can I just say it to you?
I think the listeners need to know that we're probably not in the right headspace to be recording a podcast. We're both very frustrated. It's like a couple. You should never fight before going to bed, right? You shouldn't do a podcast if you're in bad moods. And David and I are both in pretty bad moods.
Well, I had a 2.5 minute voice memo I was about to send before I miraculously found a park. This joint,
Cremorne
is not conducive to reality because every spot is it's either a permit zone or it's taken. There's no parking unless you live in the area because it's permit zones everywhere. Even the general car parks have permit zones in
there. Take a breath.
I took the street. I turned into this street to get into the studio. The road, the middle of the road is closed because of this same construction they've been doing for the last God knows how long.
I agree.
They don't do anything. They just stand there.
No, I'm on your side. For the first time ever, those construction workers, I said to them, how do I cross the road? He looked at me and shrugged. I'm like, dude, you've been fixing the sewerage for 6 weeks. You're getting paid $200 an hour.
It's ironic. It's fitting because this place is shit.
Yeah, anyway.
And it doesn't... I actually was about to go back to... It's not... You know what it is? It's an Instagram suburb. It's a suburb that you... It looks great when you... Oh, look, I'm at Baker Blue. I'm at Hector's Deli. How good's this? Oh, look, at Swan Street. I don't actually live in the suburb because it takes you 20 minutes to get anywhere.
Yeah.
And you're doing loops around the joint. There's no car parking.
This is... I tell you,
I'm sick of it.
No, this could be our last podcast.
Why can't we just do it on Zoom?
Well, because I'm here
and there's a cyclone outside.
I'm here in the flesh. I've made the effort to get on a plane to come here from the GC.
Oh, and also you decided to say, I woke up to a text from 6:15 a.m. David, I've got another opportunity for you. If you want to pick me up from the airport, I'll buy you breakfast. 6:15.
No, but that means you would pick me up at 9.
No, mate.
You know who I bumped into, by the way, at the airport?
Tammy Hembrow.
The Essendon Football Club. And they were in the Virgin Lounge. I went in there after the flight. A lot of people don't do that after the flight, but I like to get my money's worth. And
sounds like you. Oh, also, I paid for Ash's parking today
because I don't know how to use these new online gizmos. What
you
happened
really
to the old pay stations for parking?
You sound 70. Think I'm the old man?
I felt like my mum. I'm just trying to pay for my parking like a good citizen, and I'm jumping through 40,000 fucking hoops. Like, paying for parking is an Olympic event now. It's not easy.
Anyway, you saw the Essendon players at the lounge,
and I saw Trav Cloak, who's got a goal kicking role down there.
He's a runner, isn't he?
He's a runner, isn't he?
Yeah.
So anyway, I tell you what, didn't recognise a lot of the Bombers players, but they're big boys.
Well, not many people do anymore.
2 meter Peter is huge. A lot of the actual young guns are monsters. Mason Redmond's not that tall for a key position player, even though I think he plays on a flank or a pocket.
More of a rebounding defender. I reckon the Suns. I reckon the Bombers are a sneaky chance.
Well, I've got to say, there's so much pressure on the Suns because for the first time ever on the Gold Coast, Joe Blow is talking about AFL.
Yes, because you're obviously up there most of the time now. So they really have. They're on the radar now.
I turned up to paddle on Sunday morning.
Pickleball.
No, paddle. I've been playing paddle now.
What's the difference?
Paddle's with a tennis ball. It's inside four walls.
Oh, inside the four walls.
Inside the four walls.
Very good.
And three of the guys I played with, they said, "Can you believe the fucking Suns last night?"
Oh, right. That's a good result.
Yeah. Actually, I think it was Friday night they played. So that was Saturday morning. I mean, again, losing to a seconds team in Port Adelaide.
Well, even Ken thought they were no chance.
Well, could it happen again? But here's the thing. The Suns do play well at home.
Yeah. Well, I did tip Port. I'm not tipping Essendon, but like, I just think they've been playing all right recently, despite the results. They're gelling. And I just think they've got, Brad Scott will get them up. So no one expects us to win this.
Didn't see Brad Scott in the Virgin Lounge. You know who had a big plate of sausages? Andrew...
McGrath. My room ambassador.
Yeah, he had some fair plate of sausages there. Probably too many
Hopefully it's an omen. A few sausages being kicked on Saturday night, Wednesday night.
Sausage rolls.
Staggering stuff. Now,
hey, by the way, how are you holding up, Davey? A lot of players need a break after the season between the home and away and the finals. How are you holding up?
No,
because obviously Drew Jones is with child. You're holding the fort there at AFL
child
tonight.
Still hasn't arrived, as far as I'm aware.
Are you kidding?
So it was due on the 17th. So hopefully that happens soon. There's now talk of Drew extending his leave. Because he's not going to have much time with the baby at this point, the young boy.
No, it's definitely a boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless they've got the scans and the doctors are wrong.
Did they do a baby sex thing?
I wasn't with
gender
them.
Reveal.
No, they didn't do that. No, as far as I'm aware. So, I wasn't invited if they did. So that's hopefully happened soon. But I'm battling.
No, because you've come in off the long run up today.
I'm battling.
I've offered you a meal at Baker Blue after this. You've turned it down.
Well, I need to get to work.
Yeah,
that's why.
Well,
I need to actually get into the office.
I'd like to get a mocha in your belly. Just to get you back to default.
I had a half-strength mocha.
Yeah.
I didn't even have a full strength.
Yeah.
There's a tribunal that might happen. I don't know if it's happening tonight. Liam Baker, but it's for next year.
Oh, who
cares? One game ban.
I tell you what.
Year.
Thank you're Mr. Tribunal. Thank God Jack Ginnivan's going to be okay, because Michael Christian said that, look, it was close, but not close enough.
Yeah, Zorko can sometimes exaggerate things. Maybe they thought he was exaggerating it.
Mm.
But sometimes he's got. Remember when he took Miller? Was it like a little testicle tap? And he had to bring it to the attention, a squirrel grip.
Yeah.
And he had to bring it to the attention of the AFL before they looked into it, and then took Miller, got a one-match ban.
Yeah. No, well...
Anyway.
Look, and...
The winds of change are blowing through Cremorne.
I knew that you were going to reference that.
Because
so,
the wind here is extraordinary. I'm telling you, this is weird.
But Dave, you've been doing media long enough...
You know that people can't hear the wind.
The people can't hear the wind. You shouldn't reference the wind.
Well, I'm referencing it. The wind in this area, like the floor shook before.
Mm.
Genuinely shook.
Yeah. Well, so, no, it's a windy day.
The wind. Can you
maybe that's an omen for the Bombers. Windy Hill.
Let me do my segue.
Go on.
So
you're going to pass wind.
The winds of change. I did it before. The winds of change are blowing through Carlton.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So
they've parted ways with is the nice way they always say.
Yep.
They've parted ways with three assistant coaches now. So Aaron Hamill's gone, Aaron Greaves is gone, Tom Lonigan's gone. Aaron Hamill said he's decided to leave, so that's good management.
Are you
by
close
him.
With Aaron Hamill?
No, why?
Because I saw you interview him on AFL
he's
tonight.
He's in AFL tonight at Lund. We always seem to get him as the assistant coach. So the last time we interviewed him, unless he goes to a different club. But they're all gone. We know Brad Lloyd's gone. Just a lot happening. Tom DeConing sounds like he's about to be going as well.
Yeah,
Charlie Kerno. I don't know what's going on there.
Look, get rid of him.
Okay.
No, seriously, you can't. They're not there when you need them, those two. So Harry Mackay plays better when Charlie's not there.
You need quite a haul to get rid of Charlie Kerno, I would have thought.
Well, I don't know how they're going to get their money's worth.
Well, Sydney, they would want like Errol Goulden, yeah, Isaac Heaney, Chad
Sydney
Warner.
Sydney are not getting rid of their big three. They couldn't win a game without all three of them playing.
But they need a good forward too.
Yeah. Do you
sacrifice one of them to fill a deficiency?
They should just throw some money at someone like Mitch Lewis or something.
Mitch Lewis?
I don't know. Just someone. You're right. Maybe Charlie Kerno. Charlie Kerno can play good footy. Does he do it at the Blues? No, he doesn't. Does he do it when it's a big game?
Well, he's won two Colemans. Yeah, the finals is...
He doesn't do anything. In a big game, he's nowhere.
I'm fascinated by what's the threshold for clubs being able to grant a wish. Like, the threshold? So if Charlie Kerno wants out because he just wants to go to a different city, he feels like he's just had enough of Melbourne.
Mm.
To me, that's not like, well, no, bad luck.
Yeah.
You signed, you're here. If it's something like family related or something significant.
Yep.
Then, I understand. But this is just like, I just feel like I don't. It sounds like, from what it's been reported, he just doesn't want to be at Carlton.
Well, often
he wants to be somewhere else.
If the player wants to leave, they can leave.
Yeah.
I'm surprised your man Sam McClure hasn't got the scoop on Charlie Kerno.
Jeez, he was on fire last night.
What, with his TDK exclusive?
He reported like three separate stories that night.
TDK.
Something about Carlton wanting a director of coaching.
So Do we know if they're accurate?
Oh, no, sorry. Something about Melbourne wanting a director of coaching.
Yep.
That would sit above Alan Richardson and be like the conduit between Alan Richardson and the board, the CEO.
Well, he needs to get one right eventually, doesn't he?
Well, the Tacconing one, I think, would be bang on.
My mum would have got Tacconing right last night.
No, but well, how come no one else has said he's told it's going to be 8 years, 1.8?
Well, it has to be 8 years. If it's not, then McClure, that's like Eddie Maguire getting Isaac Rankin wrong.
No, but see, you put well, that post
and,
up.
4 and 5.
No, but you put that post up. So at when Eddie reported it, it would have been 5. That's why it took so long to go back and forth.
Yeah. He's that's not, fine, but he just shouldn't have come out and said categorically Isaac's getting 5. If he said, look, Adelaide still have the right of appeal.
I think he may have said that. I think he did say that.
Maybe.
You've just gone with the
Twitter. I didn't tee off, mate. I just put a little Instagram story.
You said out on the full, which I thought was wrong.
Oh, sorry, mate. I didn't want to upset. I know you're in cahoots with Eddie everywhere.
No.
Well, isn't he one of your...
I used to work very closely with Eddie, yeah.
Isn't he one of your...
Eddie, not closely with him.
One of your mentors, though?
He was, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that I would say he's got everything right.
Can we go through your list of mentors? Have you got many?
I need a Mentos at the moment, actually.
Oh, a Mentos with a mentor, with David Zeta.
What do I need? My mentor. We don't need to go through my mentors.
One more. Have you got?
Mentors. Well, Jared Whateley's good value.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Jared Whateley's given a fair bit to me over the journey. That's very advice. Good. Gary Lyon's a great person as a sounding board.
He's got to stop moving that folder on AFL 360.
Moving a folder.
When he sits at the desk, he moves the folder in front of him, I'm going to say, more than 70 times an episode.
Okay, I've never seen it. Okay. All right, I'm going to look out for
it. No. I think we should make a video
fidgety.
Of it.
He is fidgety,
Gary. We should make a video of it, but I wanted to get a sponsor on board and do an over or under.
Okay.
You know, whether Gary would move the folder. But... anyway, like every time I can't watch 360 now because all I focus on is Gary moving
really?
The folder.
I've never seen that, Gary. I'm going to watch a look
it's
out for
every
it.
Every second.
All right, I'm going to look out for it.
It's I'm not even taking
you know what? I feel like
this has been edited.
This is going to be one of those things that once you notice it, you can't unnotice it.
Maybe that's the real. Once you notice this, you can't unnotice it.
Yeah.
He does it. The night Simon Goodwin was on, oh my God.
Oh, really? So you did a lot of.
He had, because I said to a mate, I said, watch this. He had 30 touches in the first 10 seconds and moving it. So anyway, look.
Extraordinary.
That's the by and by. What else you got for us, Davey?
Oh, I'll just keep going through things. The Western Bulldogs, what did you make of their.
Yeah, they shit the bed.
Yeah.
And what do you think about your mate Bevo? I haven't checked to see if we have a voicemail from Ollie.
Yeah, Ollie
actually sent me a DM.
Did he?
And said, what does your mate David think about the Dogs now? Is he still in love with Bevo?
I'm not in love with Bevo. I just don't think, like, I find it is quite ironic because at the start of the year, it did seem like it was going to be finals or bust for Bevo.
Yep.
So I would love to ask, like, Amit Baines or someone who makes those decisions, if you knew this was going to be the season that you were going to have where you would get 14 wins... But miss out on finals,
yep.
Would you have re-signed him? I reckon they still would have because of how, like, 14 wins not getting in the finals has never happened. This is the first time.
Yeah, but they still have a terrible win-loss against the top 8 teams.
Yeah, but is that... Their back six is... They've got... It's well, so bare.
So it shows that their best is not good enough against the best.
But is that the
only team they
fault?
Beat? Yeah, it is.
Right. Okay.
So the only team they beat was GWS.
Yeah, and they beat them all the time.
And they lost to everyone else. And the Hawks would have been licking their lips to play the Dogs in the finals.
But I think, like, from what they've tried to do, so Bevo, it would appear, knows that his back six can get handled very easily by when they get a hold of them.
Mm.
So they, I think they might be the best team in the comp at preventing defensive one-on-one contests.
Yes.
They're the worst at winning those contests. Yep. Well, they certainly lose a lot of the one-on-one contests, but they're structured around avoiding that. So I think he's actually trying to and has done a relatively good job of stopping them from getting taken a hold of. But they just need like a key defender. Like, do you go after... Nick Del Santo suggested on AFL Tonight on Monday night, do the Dogs go after Stephen May?
Well, have you heard that apparently he might be leaving the D's? So that would be a good fit.
I have heard that there's a bit of they'd be open to moving him on.
And I think that's a win-win for everyone, especially the new coach and Guerra, they're the CEO or whatever he is. That they want some good vibes in there at the D's. And I've told you my thoughts on Stephen May. I think he's a bit of a weed down there at Demon Land.
A weed?
He is, mate. They would have won at least two flags if he wasn't there. So,
which is ironic because didn't he say to Jake Melksham, if you played in the grand final, we would have lost? At Ultracott.
Yeah.
One of the incidents that seemed to fracture the club.
Well, again, and ironic again that after that fracas, they'd gone from undefeated in the season.
That's right. They were losing. Flying, weren't they?
They were flying.
They were just unstoppable.
So, anyway, look, the Dogs, I think, you know, even putting Buslinger in there, if he's going to be one of your shining lights, you know, even Buckley said last night, you shouldn't give him six games throughout the year. You want to give him, you know, 15, 16 games. And then at the pointy end of the season, he's got some confidence and he's ready.
Yeah. Maybe Bevo realised it wasn't like that. They needed to try something. But I think they just need someone. Like Rory Lobb has been great as the interceptor in defence and stuff. But when he's exposed one-on-one, like, again, with most of their defenders, it just doesn't end well for them.
So, you know, Rory Lobb's haircuts. Is it now, like, enough's enough? Like, I know he hasn't been doing the haircuts for, like...
He hasn't done them for a few
2 months. But, you know...
What?
Focus on your footy.
Hold on. You can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Mm.
You can cut your hair.
It's one of those things back, you know, 5-10 years ago, anytime a player peroxided their hair, the commentator would say, he better play well. Or you're going to wear these shiny boots. Yeah. You better play well in those boots.
Not even 5 or 10 years ago. It happened with Jack Ginnivan all the time.
Yeah, well, you better play well.
Well, you know what? Who cares what he looks like and what he does to his hair? It's got no bearing on how he plays footy.
Well, if I was a coach and he's dyeing his hair every week and he can't do what he needs to do as a key pillar in the back line, I'm like...
That's his personal life.
Maybe prioritise what we're after.
That's his personal life. I don't think I think that's unfair. Personally?
Yeah.
How long is he spending doing that?
I don't know. I just think it's a factor. If you're looking at someone who isn't performing, it all goes into the mix, doesn't it?
Sure, you can have that opinion.
Yeah.
Now, do the Suns? I saw Kane Corns bring this up. Do the Suns try and manage the margin on Wednesday night? So if they win by, say, the high 20s or early 30s or anything, or low 30s, anything beyond that, then they'll play Frio in Perth.
Yep.
If they win by less, they'll play the Giants in Sydney.
Yeah, well, I think that for them, they would actually rather play Frio because let's remember the Giants did a number on them at People First Stadium
smashed them,
2-3 weeks ago. Not even, 2 weeks ago. So
you think they'd rather play Frio in Perth at Optus where they've played so well this year? Nat Fyfe's last game in Perth.
All
the momentum with the Dockers.
Here's the thing, though. If you start managing the margin, because 30 is not a lot to work with. If it was 60, sure.
I feel like it's too dangerous.
It's too dangerous. And if they lose that, I don't think Damien Hardwick would be mucking around with it. He'd be like, just fucking win.
And I don't even know if they're that good to be managing margins.
No, and they're too inexperienced. They've never played finals. Let's just remember that. There's a lot of pressure on them. It's the only game in town this week.
Yeah. Everyone would be watching it.
And it's a live game.
The AFL would be wrapped.
It's a live
game. The AFL would have been so happy that Port lost, the Port won, because that has given this game some... Because this game, I mean, really, why we're playing on Wednesday night, it's ridiculous.
Mm.
But it's actually got some merit now. Zach Merritt.
Very good. Yeah, well, mate, it's going to be very, very interesting and it'll be... It's kind of key for Gold Coast footy, isn't it? You know, on Saturday night, I went to Southport Sharks to play a poker tournament. And the Southport Sharks, they have so much money and they're an AFL club. Did you know that they were apparently giving $1 million a year to the Gold Coast Suns?
Jeez, really?
Because they're a non-for-profit.
Right.
Anyway, what I'm saying is AFL is bigger than you think in Gold Coast. Like, I was shocked at the size of this building.
Yeah.
It was like...
Okay, interesting.
It was like five Lexus centres.
Right. It's the AIA Vitality Centre.
Oh, okay.
Lexus
is a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Long gone.
All right, mate. Well, I think we're done. I haven't put any questions on the Instagram. We're a bit all over the shop today.
Yeah, we're working on some stuff, but it's we're not in the greatest of headspaces, I don't think, to be recording the podcast.
Well,
should be in Europe, like Isaac Rankin.
Well, do we know where in Europe he's going?
I saw Mitch's thing that he was transiting through Italy. I don't know what that means. I feel like that means he's stopping over in Italy, but he's not there.
Mm.
That's what I got from that.
Yeah. Well, with a bit of luck, we're going to have a big naming sponsor next week.
Oh, mate, you overpromise. How do you reckon next week we're going to have one?
Because.
Okay.
It needs to be next week or it's not happening.
You're like Steve Jobs. I never thought I'd say that about you.
Uh-huh.
Remember the Steve Jobs? He had like the reality. I read his, it's not the autobiography, it was biography. He had this reality distortion field people spoke about where he would say, this is going to be done by this time. And they said, that's not possible, Steve. He goes, I don't care. No, what are you talking about? This is going to be done by this. And it would just, he would put, yeah, but that's really not because he's great. It's because he's just was psycho.
I've got three brands who are interested and one of them will come off. So that's the state of play, Davey.
All right, great. Very good.
I've got three forwards leading at me. I've just got to hit him on the chest.
Right. Okay.
CJ style. He actually had his best kick of the season, Changwith Giath.
Yeah.
Because I don't really rate him.
Who's they? The Hawks?
No, I don't really rate him.
Oh, right.
But he hit Gunston on the chest beautifully in the second quarter.
All Australian, surely.
He's got to be all Australian.
Surely.
Hey, do you reckon the Hawks are a sneaky chance? Josh Weddle apparently had a positive scan.
Positive scan.
Yeah.
I just think from outside the top four, it's just going to be difficult.
Hear me out.
So I know Brisbane did it last year.
I think we can make a prelim. So we beat the Giants away.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get the loser of Crows Collingwood, which will probably be Collingwood.
Okay.
Great team to play at the G.
Yeah.
We knock them over, and then I think we get...
Collingwood's a great team to play at the G.
And then we get the Cats. Then we get the Cats at the G in a prelim.
And then the Cats win.
Well, it's not a fait accompli that they win. You know who else was on my plane today?
Tammy Hembrier.
Stephen King.
He's back.
He's always in front of me.
Hold on, but Tammy Hembrier was on that flight last time.
Tammy Hembrier wasn't on the plane.
How fortuitous was your mention of her the other week? Because she's now all over the shop. Over the papers.
Apparently, Bailey Smith owns a one better, two better in the GC, and gets up there, and that's where they kind of got to hang out.
All right,
bit of a scoop for the Get a Kick podcast.
Yeah, it was great. So. I wonder if they go to the Brownlow or who, I don't know.
I don't know if they're
as tuned into that area.
Official.
Right.
Just in the papers. At the moment, but yeah, I don't know.
It'd be a great PR.
Who do you think?
It'd be great PR for them to.
I know what you're going to say because.
Who do you think's what?
David, who do you think's, on the fence.
You're say, who do you think's punching?
Who's punching?
I don't know enough about either of them.
You are soft, aren't you?
I wonder, do they bring the kids to the Brownlow? Like, how does it work?
Let me tell you. As beautiful as Tammy is, she's punching.
Okay, right.
She is. But Bailey Smith is he's a sexy man.
Yeah, I'm sure on the outside looking in, sure.
But you don't think there's much on the inside?
I didn't say that. I just said seems like there's a bit of... I only go by what I read.
Do you know him?
Probably a bit dangerous. No, I don't know him.
He's our alumni. We went to the same school as him.
Oh, I never heard of him at school.
Yeah, I'd never seen him at school either.
No.
Mind you, he didn't look like that at school.
Didn't he?
He used to look like an absolute nerd.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, he did.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, he's changed it up, hasn't he?
Oh, my God.
He's blossomed.
Yeah, I like to think of myself as a mature Bailey Smith with the blonde hair and...
yeah. Bailey Smith would have paid for his own parking.
I couldn't figure it out, Dave.
Yeah, anyway.
All right, pay to play or whatever it's called.
Pace day. We'll get them on board.
No, we've got our sponsor, and we're going to be back next week with a full wrap-up of the AFL finals. We're going to be in a better mood. I think we did a pretty good podcast, considering, Davey.
Yeah, considering the mood, I think we've done well.
Yes, we didn't smash our rackets like Daniil Medvedev.
Oh, well, that's a reference to tennis.
It's a tennis podcast. All right, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.